As Nashville's traffic gets worse, more motorists are taking shortcuts through residential neighborhoods, sometimes at alarming speeds. That's led to an increase in the number of requests to metro government to install speed bumps and other traffic calming measures. One street in the Belmont Hillsboro area of Nashville took a different approach. It went rogue. WPLN contributor John Bunton reports.
Keep going.
It's early Saturday morning on Elmwood Avenue, and something unusual is afoot.
Taping off the traffic.
Normally at this time of day, the only people out on this quiet street between Belmont Boulevard and 12 South are dog walkers and joggers. But today, a group of volunteers are taping off and spray painting a makeshift traffic circle at the intersection of 15th and Elmwood. One of them is Eric Hoke.
What's happening here?
We're painting directional turn arrows and to try to explain to drivers how to navigate the traffic circle.
No one would ever confuse Hoke for a public works employee. He's dressed casually in running shoes, cargo shorts, and a t-shirt. Hoke works for the Nashville Civic Design Center and is a member of TURBO. The name stands for Tactical Urbanist Organizers. This morning, he and other volunteers are working on Nashville's first pop-up traffic calming circle. The idea is to force drivers to slow down by putting an obstacle in the intersection. In this case, a 10-foot-wide circle full of trees and plants surrounded by sandbags.
The idea with the sandbags is to simulate a curb that would eventually, if this were to be a long or a permanent project, there would be a curb in the middle of a traffic circle. So they're about the height of a curb.
Nothing is permanent, and none of the materials are paid for by Metro government. A local landscaper donated the plants. The neighborhood association covered the cost of spray paint and traffic cones. There's a police officer on hand, along with the city engineer. However, Chip Knopf, who oversees traffic-related projects for the city's Department of Public Works, says this is very much the neighborhood's project.
This neighborhood wanted to be in the street. They wanted to be the people that built this circle. They didn't want a bunch of construction guys out there doing it.
This traffic calming circle will stay in place for 2 weeks. Public Works will gather data on how drivers react to it. If they slow down, the department will move ahead with the process of installing a permanent traffic calming circle. It's a small example of a broader trend, one that's reshaping how local governments approach public works nationwide.
I think it's all about experimentation. It's all about trying things and kind of hacking the system.
This is Jeanette Sadiq Khan. For 6 years, Sadiq Khan ran New York City's transportation department under then-Mayor Michael Bloomberg. During her tenure, New York closed Times Square to traffic and created temporary parks and plazas across the city, often using nothing more than paint and planters. Now Sadiq Khan is working with Mayor Megan Berry to bring a similar sensibility to Nashville.
You know, you do all sorts of long-term planning studies, engineering studies, modeling studies, and it seems to take practically a lifetime to actually see any kind of change happen on your street. And so the idea is, why don't we just try things out? Let's try something new. Let's see if it works. And if it works, we'll keep it. And if it doesn't work, we can put it back to the way that it was before.
Residents of Elmwood Avenue have actually been agitating for a traffic calming circle for years. Initially, Public Works didn't seem interested. That changed after Mayor Berry took office. She happens to be a resident of the neighborhood. Metro's Chip Knopf says he expects this will be the first of many pop-up projects.
We can collect data, but we're not out there every day. And if you guys, the neighbors, want to be part of the solution, bring it forward and we'll put you to work and you'll put us to work and we'll come up with a solution in the long run.
As the residents of Elmwood Avenue wake up, some come out to gawk. 9-year-old Ian Zwerner picks up a stencil and a can of chalk spray paint and starts filling in an arrow. But he's skeptical that sandbags and spray paint will work.
Mom, aren't the cars going to crash? Because look, it says to go here, so then they're going to crash in that thing, right?
This morning, at least, motorists are following the arrows. According to Public Works, the cautious driving continued even after the volunteers were gone. While the traffic calming circle was in place, the number of speeding drivers fell by 75%. That success may mean more projects to come. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm John Bunton.